The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
There you go. Thank you, Pearl Jam. Oh, Jesus, that's my fault. That's the hangover. It's the day of nightmarish noises.
When's the crash going to happen?
Yeah. Oh, it's coming. It's going to hit me good today. I might head back to the H&H Ranch, see if I left anything behind. And I'm heading straight. I got to do the doggy thing today. I got to go over to Loster Home and get our pick of the litter all straightened out. And then we're starting to look at firing my face into a pillow for about 6 hours because last night was long.
You might have left your flower at H&H.
Brett's back. I think I might have. There's no fight there. That's what I'm going to go back and see if there's any stains that I don't remember. Like, what is this? Is my bed, and that is a perfect. That's a five. I made a Japanese flag on this sheet. Yeah, Doug just texted me and he goes, no one's ever going to use me again after that story. And I'm like, well, none of it was fake, Doug Hopkins. The whole thing was real. It was so weird. So much fun, though. Ridiculous. But not the flower part. We're going back on that. It's different. Brett had to drive all the way back here. He couldn't use the freeway because you guys packed that truck so full of water. I saw it.
Yeah.
And it is. You shouldn't have driven it.
No, I know. I about halfway here, yeah. I'm like, this is dumb.
It's like you blew those shocks up. Oh, yeah. One bump and that thing's
sagging.
Exploding.
And I didn't want to take it on the freeway because the brakes were terrible. Yeah. And it was
like you were hauling
a spring. Yeah. I know.
You loaded that thing up like you were going through a bulk trash neighborhood.
That's what it was, too. The Mexicans driving by me were even jealous. Oh,
you got that thing full, man. I've never seen anything like it. You need to build wooden walls on your truck, player.
And I still left water there that the other promo guys are bringing back.
Yeah, that's
and I gave
truck.
A bunch of money to Randall for
awesome job.
Yeah, it was great.
So right now, all that I learned today was people like Brett more than Jeremy. Poor Jeremy's sitting there in the hospital. Dude, my stomach. He's got tummy pains, bad ones, real ones. I'm not going to make fun of him because no joking about ulcerations and stuff. Ugh. Anyway, it's time now for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of tactical black self-defense training. Father's Day right around the corner. If you want to get involved in getting dad something really cool and you're kind of out of ideas, check out TacticalBlackVault.com, their website that sells a bunch of cool stuff, accoutrement that goes along with what they do, and also some gear and things like that. It's all on the list right there. They got cool watches. They got Dylan sunglasses in there. I just got a new pair of those. They're fantastic. And, Josh makes a whole bunch of cool stuff out of paracord. You got to just look. Go in there and check it out. Those little speakeasies they have are cool, especially for guns. Really cool for guns. I'm using it for shot glasses because that's, either way, something that shoots. That's what you put in there. And they're awesome. Check it all out on that. And then check out ReactDefense.com for all the self-defense needs. Like last night it came in handy when, Drunky McDrunks a lot said, you want to go? You want to play? And I'm like, ugh. There's this thing they do there called the drunk uncle. Where a guy gets a little bit, froggy. He's drunk. Drunk guys sometimes they get a little froggy and do stuff. And then you just put him in this position, and it's like trapping a child. And it's effortless. Because drunks are easy. And you just kind of get him in a spot. Stop it. No, let me go. Stop it. Okay, I won't do it anymore. And it's just kind of de-escalating a situation. Had to do it last night. Just a little bit. It was still kind of funny.
It's a good thing Hopkins didn't know that move on you last night.
Oh, Jesus. He gave me the drunk uncle. I don't think Doug. Look. I'll be honest with you. He was so drunk last night, it would have just been a weird dry hump. There's nothing happening down there. There's no – his BP wasn't going to the right place.
He'd been asleep.
Yeah, both of us. I'd have been – and by the way, I'd have been the worst lay ever. Sure, tight as a drum, and it feels good in your hands, but that would have been lame. Yeah, it was hilarious. I just don't know. I still want to know why he spit in my water. Like, that was not his to do that. That was just rude. First off, you're in my room. Get out. Second, quit spitting in my drink.
It was better than the Brokeback Mountain spit. You know,
tobacco on top of it all. Brett, you're disgusting. Anyway, reactdefense.com for when you have to fight off a real estate agent. It's in Phoenix. It's in Glendale. It's in Chandler. They got you surrounded. What you going to do about it? ReactDefense.com. Brady, entertain me.
Harry Mandel tells People Magazine that he's living in a nightmare. He adds, I still haven't been that open about how dark and ugly it really gets for his struggles with anxiety and OCD. He's still, the reason why, he's like, I'm not ready to go there. I try to anchor myself around my family and what I do. I love what I do.
Judging talent?
puts it back. Well, yeah.
And opening suitcases. Okay.
Yep.
So he's had a struggle.
I think reason why you'd love what you do, if it takes your mind off of and helps you deal with that stuff.
Yeah, all his mental stuff. Probably,
yeah.
I mean, the guy's got severe OCD. There's something not right. I get that.
Bachelor in Paradise host so far. Lance Bass, Lil Jon, and Tytus Burgess will be joining David Spade as a rotating host this summer, as well as former contestant Wells Adams and his fiance Sarah Hyland from Modern Family.
That guy's made a fortune out of being like the eighth place bachelor in one of the seasons. He's some DJ from Nashville. He's just killed it. Good for him, but I mean, that's just flat out lucky.
Filming just started this week in Mexico.
And The Bachelorette's not hot enough to follow. Normally I watch that show. I just don't. And that's not just from me. Jill Short, who works here, she's my Bachelorette talk buddy.
Yeah.
I go downstairs and we'll chat about it. And I said, what did you think? And she goes, I don't even think I'm going to watch this year. I'm like, I know. This is like average girl. I don't want to watch an average girl get banged by 14 guys. I got that. That's the low level of, that's not Pornhub. It's the other one that occasionally visit the.
RedTube?
RedTube's just out. That's so ghetto. RedTube is like the dirtiest people ever. The one I like, I can't remember the other one. Pornhub and, God damn it, what's the other one? Pornhub is so in my brain. I can't remember my other porn site, Brady. It's the pink one.
Check your phone.
I don't know that I do. I think, you know what? Pornhub.
You don't have to worry about that right now.
I do. I do. I'll go to sleep real fast. God dang it. It's not RedTube. It's the other one. It's the other big one. Name off the other big one. Somebody's got to help me with this.
Brazier.
YouPorn?
Yes, YouPorn. There it is. That's it. Thank you, Brad. God, Brazzers?
Yeah, Brazzers.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a nice little offshoot. I'm big into this thing now of this... what's this thing called? The guy's name is Adolf, and they're German. And she says, "Oh, Adolf!" Like when she and she's hot, but there's something about it. And you want to talk about the Hunter Biden stuff? I get off on somebody screaming, "Adolf, nail me!" Because I watch a lot of History Channel. I never thought I'd see that. Something X Adolf. Search that. The girl's gorgeous, but the dude's name is Adolf, and it's subtitled, so you get to read it. Oh, Adolf, bang me! And I'm like, only Ava Braun.
This is a pretty cool Hollywood story. Charles Bronson was originally offered the part of Curly in City Slickers. He turned it down. He basically told the one guy that he was talking about, he said, tell Billy, F you, I'm dead. I'm not playing that part. The whole reason he didn't play Curly is because he dies. And he's like, my characters don't die in movies.
Really?
Pass.
Good move.
Jack Palance got the Oscar.
And you know who? Yeah, he got the Oscar. And it was legendary Oscars night, too, because he started doing one-arm push-ups because he was 1,000 years old.
I think Bronson would have did a good job, though,
too. He'd have been great. I mean, but would he have been as good as Jack Palance, who was amazing?
I don't know. I don't know.
I've always heard Billy Crystal tell the story where he wanted Jack Palance for that role because the first movie he ever saw was Shane. And he saw Jack Palance as like this legend, and he's like, I want him in this movie. So this is new information.
Billy says Bronson cursed him out. I'm dead on page 53. How could I do this?
He cursed
Nobody
me out.
Kills Charles
what
Bronson.
What are you going to do? He cursed me.
Yeah.
And then he goes back, didn't you see the Death Wish movies? Get out of here, Crystal.
I live, Crystal.
Fine. Don't you hate when that happens?
I used to love those. Remember those guys on Saturday Night Live?
Oh, yeah.
Take that cheese grater. Yeah, that's it.
It was almost the That's the Ticket thing before Lovitz had it.
I guess Kevin Nealon had a necklace with some of Gary Shandling's ashes in it, and someone stole it.
What?
Give it back.
Yeah.
That's creepy on both sides.
That is. That's gross in two different directions. They probably didn't know that when they took it, but now that you do, leave it on his doorstep or something.
I have a celebrity death. Blake Lively's father, Ernie, died last week, 74 years old. He was in 5 episodes of Dukes of Hazzard.
Just 5? This is a celebrity death?
He was in Turner 5? And Hooch, Passenger 57, Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. Maybe that's where you
know. That's what I saw. Total character actor.
Yes.
Okay. So not a star in any of the things you're rattling off. I didn't know Blake Lively's dad was an actor.
And then every one of her brothers and sisters are bit actors. A couple of them have some decent roles.
He was in 5 episodes. Well, who was he in The Dukes of Hazzard?
I forget the name of the character. I saw. Yeah, I have to look that back up. But LeBron James. LeBron James.
Nika X Adolf.
Nika.
Sorry, just sent it. Thank you.
That's Blake Lively's dad.
You know who sent it is Jay Gutentag. She knows. She's been in the joint. She knows the scream of Adolf. Tell you what, man, what you're thinking of there, Nika X Adolf, man. That's where it's at.
Your guy, Bron Bron, is changing his jersey number from 23 to 6, possibly because he wears number 6 in the new Space Jam movie.
Don't care.
Yeah, don't care. I'm with you on that. And also because Michael Jordan changed his number and Kobe Bryant changed his number, so he has no new idea.
Because he was 23, right?
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't want to be compared to the GOAT.
He already is.
But he's
going to be 6, and then I'm surprised he didn't change it to 45 since he's just trying to follow in the footsteps of a guy who's 10 times better than him.
Vin Diesel's custom Dodge Charger, an F9, costs $1 million to build.
Jeez. Yikes. And then wreck. Is that it?
Guns N' Roses will play their first rock. Will be the first rock act to play in Allegiant Stadium. I didn't know that, but they're going to kick it off.
Which one's Allegiant?
The one in Las Vegas.
Oh, and the Raiders.
Vegas, the Raiders one. The Death Star.
That's the GNR's playing that one?
Yeah.
They were the first ones to play T-Mobile right next to it in Vegas. I wonder what that's, because that's a small stadium for modern stadium design. It's only like 70,000, 65,000. So
it'll be loud.
Oh, it'll be great. Because now they build them for sound. They used to just build them for size. Now they're for sound, too. Although, I don't like concerts at the big football stadium here. Too many repeaters. You hear everything.
Now they're getting it down, though. They're getting the sound.
Well, the sound's so much different now because it's so small compared to what you had to build 10 years ago. That's it. We're all done. Thank you to everybody who went out to the Safeway today, 83rd Avenue in Camelback. Thanks to Brett for filling in for Jeremy on that one.
No problem.
Got some gravy out of it?
Yeah. You got some sauce?
Got my ragu.
You got your ragu? You got to eat that.
No, I'm not eating.
That's going on the shelf. I'll bring in some cupo noodles with no sauce tomorrow. No. And we'll pour it on the wall. We'll have an Italian breakfast.
Damn mine. That's not happening.
We'll have some. I'll get some Wonder Bread.
Throw it in the mic.
Nope. Ready? I'll get some Wonder Bread. You bring some butter. I'll butter the bread. We'll put
Wonder
it in
Bread.
We'll sprinkle on some garlic.
What's wrong with you guys?
We'll make garlic toast.
Nice.
What the hell is wrong with you guys?
Complete gourmet meal.
That's a gourmet Italian meal.
Yep.
Nauseous.
Oh, dip it in the ragu.
No.
Sop up that gravy.
Throw some Hidden Valley on the salad.
My mom used to make ghetto garlic bread.
Oh, really?
Wonder Bread, butter, garlic. We killed it.
It works, bro. No,
it works just fine. Yeah. When you're a kid, you don't care. It's just awesome. Sorry, Brett. We're going to have some ragu Italian tomorrow.
Guess that's how they do things in Indiana.
Yep. And that was actually one of the higher-end meals we had. My mom's a great cook, but she could make something out of garbage.
Although,
because we're from
I will
Indiana.
Say the bread the other day, I was on my way up to Sanderson Lincoln to drop off the car and hit Romanelli's Deli. I just had to. The rustic bread they had on the meatball sub, the meatball parm sub, oh my gosh.
All right, calm down. We'll get you to lunch. It's 10 o'clock. All done. Larry McFeely's coming up next. You guys have yourselves a fantastic Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long.
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.